Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are not going to say anything. We are going to sing. No, sorry, I'm joking. we are going to learn how to say sing a song. We are joined by Jesse, composer and singer in the band Transition. Hi, Jesse.
Hi, Xiaolan. 你好。
你好。We are going to learn how to say sing a song.
Great. It's useful.
It's very useful, especially for you. To sing a song, we say 唱歌。
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 You see, we just need to say it just as if we are singing. 唱歌。
唱歌。
That's right. Okay, 唱 is to sing. 歌 is the song. 唱歌。
唱歌。
唱 is the fourth tone, so we go down. 唱。
Right. 唱。
歌。
歌。
歌 means the song. It's the first tone, so you keep it flat. And if you wish, just pretend you are singing and make it really long. 歌。
歌。
唱歌。
You've really got your singing voice this morning. You've brought it along. You've been warming up.
Yep, I've been warmed up. Okay, 唱歌。
歌歌歌歌歌歌
歌。You can use 歌 to do four tones. 歌歌歌歌。
歌歌歌歌。
That's right, 唱歌。Okay, to sing a song, we say sing one head song. We say 唱一首歌。
So the 手 is that's the head.
That's right. 手 means head, but in this case, it's the unit.
Okay.
Just like when you describe a dog, we say 一只狗, and 狗 is the dog. 一 is one. The unit for the dog is 只. To sing a song, we say 唱一首歌.
唱一首歌.
一首, that's the unit for the song.
Right.
So when we say to sing three songs, 唱三首歌.
Oh, great. So the measure word doesn't change. It stays the same. Okay, just the number changes.
That's right.
唱三首歌。
唱三首歌。So are you going to sing three songs with us today?
You'll be here a long time, but I can do it.
Okay, so to say singer, we add a word behind 歌. We say 歌手。
歌手。
歌手。手, it's hand.
Ah, okay.
So song hand.
Is it different from the measure word? The tone different?
The tone is identical. That's
right,
the,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shou, could be hand, but shou earlier.
Yeah.
We say 一手, the major word.
Yep.
That's head. So your head is shou. Your hand is also shou.
Both shou. So you have to see the character to work out which one it is.
Exactly. Why characters are important.
Yes.
To see it, to know how to pronounce it, it's equally important. So let's say 歌手, that means singer.
歌手.
歌手. You are a singer. 你是歌手。你 is you.
Yes.
是 is.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case are. You are a singer. 你是歌手。
So I can say 我是歌手。
That's right. So to describe yourself as a singer, you say 我是歌手。我 is I. 是 is am.
Right.
Be to be. I am a singer. 我是歌手。
Am I right in that there's a famous TV program in China called 我是歌手?
It is, yeah. There's the famous program. I think it's more like Americans Got Talent.
Yep.
That type of show. And everybody goes to sing and dance and then people vote. Jesse, can you tell us why you decided to be a singer?
So I studied guitar long before I sang.
Right.
There was two other friends, one that played bass, another that played guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And we entered a talent competition.
In the UK?
Yep. This is when we were at school.
Hold on, how old were you?
15, I think, 16.
Wow, okay.
And we got to the moment where we had to walk on stage, and we got these two songs that we practiced, and one of them was one that we'd written, and another one was one that was a cover by U2.
Right.
So it was a U2 song. We jumped up on stage, and I just remember standing there thinking, ah, we never practiced singing.
What? And you went on the stage for that?
We looked around at the band and I just thought to myself, oh,
someone has to do that.
Someone's got to do it. The other guys aren't going to do it. They're not going to. So I just made up some stuff. So I just, I was standing in front of the microphone and just made up some words and made up some melody.
And don't tell me that you won the competition.
We did, yeah.
Okay, so hard working is not that important. Practice is not important. Malcolm Gladwell, no, we don't need 10,000 hours. Yeah. Okay, you just improvise.
I don't know if I was that good. Maybe the competition wasn't that great. But I think for me, I've always liked making up songs. Mm-hmm. And so for me, maybe it came a bit more naturally. And I know I've written songs before and some things. So.
Okay, so this accidental decision just made your career being a singer.
Yeah.
It must be fun being a singer because singing is actually a very powerful remedy.
Yes.
To release your emotion, to
That's
heal,
true.
To recover. And you're actually doing something good for your mental and physical health by singing all day long.
That's true. And yeah, I suppose when I started, I was a reluctant singer. But as I've carried on writing songs and singing mm-hmm. and singing with other musicians mm-hmm. and for people and with other, you know, audiences around the world, I've grown to love it.
Right.
And now I really do enjoy it. And like you say, you can celebrate, you can express mm-hmm. joy, you can express pain, you mm-hmm. can express frustration.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it when people sing together as well. So when we ask audiences to sing with us,
mm-hmm.
it's always a special feeling when people agree and they kind of
I love
you
that.
Know, go along with it. So.
Yes. You know, when I moved to Europe, I just realized that people don't sing as much.
And that's true.
In the culture I grew up, we all sing together.
Yeah.
And we sing together just for fun. And
yeah.
It doesn't matter. And it's not even about the thick skin matter.
Yeah.
It's no longer that. It's the way people connect to each other.
Mm.
And a very good camouflage to use is to have karaoke because the background music could be so loud and it's so dark and people can just forget about your face and forget about how people would judge you and
yeah.
people can just have fun together. And when I came here, either in America or in London, and people are so shy. They think singing
yeah.
is a profession.
Yep.
And unless you are a singer, a Gershel, you should not sing.
That's why I suppose I never set out to be a singer because mm-hmm. I just thought, oh, it's something that you have to be a singer to sing. And it's a really good distinction, whereas in Taiwan or China or other places like that, there's much more this culture of everyone just sings.
Yeah.
And it's part of what you do when you get together. And there's songs that everybody knows.
Yes. In Taiwan, in the evening when we have nothing else to do, in addition to people may watch television,
yeah.
we actually sing together.
Yeah.
And we just connect each other that way. And it's a very emotional and very positive way.
It's lovely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So to say sing a song, we say 唱一首歌. To make it easier, we say sing songs, 唱歌. A singer, 歌手. Thank you so much, Jesse. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinese, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. We hope you enjoy this episode. We learn how to say sing a song, 唱一首歌, or sing songs, 唱歌. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见。
再见。